So on the very eve of this federal election, Australia mourns its larrikin leader, the former Prime Minister Bob Hawke, who died yesterday at the age of 89. He was born in Bordertown in South Australia on December the 9th, 1929. He rose from union roots to become one of the most popular Prime Ministers of all time. He oversaw the transformation of the Australian economy. He served as Prime Minister from 1983 to 1991. Gillian Bradford has more.
In the spring of 1983, the nation and its new Prime Minister were high on America's Cup fever.
I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
Robert James Lee Hawke had swept to power just 6 months earlier. His victory over Malcolm Fraser was decisive, his rise to the Labor leadership even more swift and brutal.
I believe that a drover's dog could lead the Labor Party to victory.
Mr. Hawke, could I ask you whether you feel a little embarrassed tonight at the blood that's on your hands?
You're not improving, are you? I thought you'd make a better start to the year than that. It's a ridiculous question, you know it's ridiculous. I have no blood on my hands.
Born in Bordertown, South Australia, and educated in Perth, the gregarious Rhodes Scholar always had the Prime Ministership in his sights. He began a successful reign as ACTU President in 1970. But it wasn't for another decade, with the resolve to swear off alcohol, he finally entered federal parliament. Bob Hawke's first term in office was marked by significant and symbolic change. He stopped the damming of the Franklin River in Tasmania.
You do not move immediately, you will be arrested.
Produced a landmark wages accord with the unions and proclaimed Advance Australia Fair the national anthem.
At previous Olympics, for instance, that you have the Brits getting up, they win a medal, and you know they do win one occasionally, and this goes the God Save the Queen. Then Australians get up and it's the same anthem. Now that's crazy.
During the 1980s, Bob Hawke walked all over a divided coalition. He defeated Andrew Peacock, John Howard, and even the Joe for Canberra campaign. All in all, there would be four election victories over nearly 9 years in office, making him Labor's longest-serving Prime Minister.
Friends, this is a moment of pride and of gratitude.
Bob Hawke's political success and consensus style largely kept his ambitious treasurer, Paul Keating, in check. The pair combined in their pursuit of economic reform, floating the Australian dollar, dismantling tariffs and deregulating the banking system. But leadership tension inevitably unravelled their partnership. And in 1991, on his second attempt, the young challenger brought an end to the Hawke reign.
Paul Keating polled 5 votes ahead of Bob Hawke, 56 to 51. Thank you very much.
If this was 11 years ago, I'd be getting pretty thoroughly drunk. But fortunately for me, and even more fortunately for others, that is 11 years ago, and the only beer that will be passing my lips will be the totally non-alcoholic variety.
While he projected a knockabout character, not before or since has Australia watched a Prime Minister display such raw emotion. There was his televised confession of infidelity.
They mean that I wasn't faithful to my wife.
Was that true?
Yes.
And a breakdown over his daughter's battle with heroin.
You don't cease to be a husband. You don't cease to be a father. And my children and my wife have a right to be protected in this matter.
Bob Hawke was married to Hazel for nearly 40 years before they divorced in the mid-1990s, and he married his biographer Blanche Dalpuget. He was a Labor warrior until the end, campaigning for Kevin Rudd in 07, then Julia Gillard in 2010.
Favourite son of the party, campaigning legend, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Hawke.
But it wasn't just the prospect of victory drawing the former PM back to the stage. Bob Hawke made himself available to candidates across the country, even when their prospects were grim.
The polls don't look good, we know that.
In his last press conference as Prime Minister, Bob Hawke was asked how he'd like to be remembered.
I guess as a bloke who
loved his country, still does, and loves Australians, and who was not essentially changed by high office.
A tribute prepared from Gillian Bradford to former Prime Minister Bob Hawke.